Good morning. I'll just start in the beginning. Kind of grew up with a knowledge of the Bible, so I always believed that God was real, but I never really understood what salvation was. In high school, we started going to a new church, and my mother put up verses all over the house, and it made me really angry because I knew I was going to be held accountable now. My parents were starting to pay attention to who I was hanging out with and movies I was watching, and I didn't like it because I wanted to do what I wanted to do. And I remember thinking I was determined to not be saved. I was determined to not submit because I didn't want to turn into what they were becoming. You know, I thought it was weakness when really it isn't. And I also remember thinking, I read the Left Behind books, and I was like, well, I'll just wait till the rapture comes, and then I'll believe because I can do whatever I want until then. Well, I don't really know about the rapture, if that's real anymore, but all I know is that Jesus is coming and he calls me to submit, but I didn't want to. I would look at the Bible and I'd see how far can I go without actually sinning. Then there came a time when I got caught for doing something wrong at church, and I was rebuked by the pastor and his wife. And I was sad, I was broken, but it was really just because I was caught. So I started to change and, you know, live for the Lord in church. I had one life at church, at youth group, and one life at school. I did a lot of really good things at youth group, said all the right stuff, but nothing was really different. I decided I was going to go to ministry, and I know now the root of it was I was scared that I wouldn't keep following the Lord the rest of my life if I wasn't in ministry, so I'll go into ministry because that will guarantee that I'll stay a Christian. So that was kind of like the behind driver. It wasn't really for a love for the Lord. It was very like God was a means to my ends. But I went away to school, and God started to show me my sin. It started with eating problems I had. I didn't really think there was anything wrong with that. I just felt like, you know, this is just what you do, right? You know, you exercise a lot. You don't eat very much. I wanted to be beautiful. But God started to show me that it was a sin and that it was wrong. And I got scared. I was like, how, like, I can't get rid of this. And it was just a scary thing. The Lord started to show me my sin. And the year went on, and I started to fall into a really bad sin that I won't really elaborate on because I don't really think that's necessary, but it was a gross sin, and I hated it, but I had no power over it. I hated it when it was done. I would come home, and I would cry, and I would know it was horrible, but I still, my flesh craved for it, and I wanted it, and when the opportunity came, I grabbed it, and I remember just telling God, I don't care. I'm doing what I want, and I went to a college group, and the pastor preached on Romans 6, I think, which is what you talked about in Sunday school today, about being dead to sin and alive in Christ. And I was sitting there. I was like, well, I know I'm stuck in this sin, and I'm dead in this sin, but you can't be both. And it dawned on me. I can't be dead in my sin and alive in Christ. I can't be halfway either. It's one or the other. And I was sitting there, and I knew I was dead in my sin. And it just all started to make sense. Why I didn't have power over it, why I couldn't say no, why I couldn't stop it myself, why I would be on the floor resolved never to do it again, and then 10 minutes later, you know, the opportunity would come and I would grab it, and it just all made sense. So that's when the Lord really started to show me that I was a sinner, because I always just felt, oh, of course I know who Jesus is, he died for me, of course I almost even deserve to be saved, but I don't. And I realized that my sin was against God, and I just understood sin. I went away for the weekend on a retreat with the college group, and God just really broke me that weekend, and I confessed to the girls in my group, and I confessed to him, and I just felt so free of it. And I knew he had forgiven me for all the things that I had done, and I never wanted to go back there. And ever since that time, it was like obedience, not because I didn't want the consequences. It was obedience because I love God. And it's grown ever since then. And there's been so many mistakes I've made just from sin rooted in me with my eating problems and with my desire to please men or desire to be loved. But God has just shown me that He is so satisfying, that He is altogether lovely, that He really does love me and has truly forgiven me and washed away everything, and that I do have a new master, that He's my Lord and my Savior, and that He will give me the power to obey and the desire to obey, and to obey because I love Him, and not because I want something out of it. So it's definitely been a process, but God has been so faithful to draw me and break me, and it's hurt, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. There's that verse that says, I count all else lost compared to the knowledge of the excellence of Christ. And I was thinking about that the other day, because I was thinking of everything that I've lost worldly sense, friends, dreams, things I wanted to do with my life that are just gone now, the pain that I've gone through the past 3 years with relationship things. But I would go through it all again just to know Christ the way I do now, because I wouldn't know Him and love Him like I do now if He didn't allow those things in my life by His grace and His sovereignty. So I definitely wouldn't trade it. So I just hope that this testimony can just be glorifying to the Lord and show you just how He really saves us from sin and just how beautiful He is. And I hope that I know the rest of my life will be because He's holding me. I'm not doing it alone.
Thank you so much, Angela. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, when someone gives their testimony, I feel like we're on sacred ground. And praise God for the power of Jesus. Amen. Amen.